Starting point. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." John chapter 20, verse 21. 1. The town of 6 traffic lights. I'm a rural girl. I was raised among cotton fields and pecan trees, though my father didn't farm. He was and has always been a preacher. When I explain to someone where I grew up, I start with the southeastern portion of the United States. Then I give specifics like Georgia, a coastal state between South Carolina and Florida. Some people interrupt my progression and infer Atlanta. I give them a look like, no. 4 hours south of Atlanta, 1 hour north of Tallahassee, Florida. In a small farming community where the smell of peanuts blows through and where chicken feathers flutter around as the trucks drive from coops to gallows, where football and hunting are the things in the fall and sweet tea is more popular than water. But I lost them at Atlanta. My first lessons in living scent. I didn't learn how to live scent in the city. The concept was first put into practice again and again in our town of 6 traffic lights. 2 of the lights were on the Georgia highway that ran through. The other 4 were around the city square. It was a small town and a good place to grow up. My family of 5, father, mother, 2 younger sisters, and myself were the outsiders in this family-rooted town. We stood out because we didn't farm. We stood out because our grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, cousins, and second cousins didn't all live within a 20-mile radius of the town. But this didn't keep our community from inviting us into their family gatherings, to gather at their table and let us share their grandparents, and the farmers gave generously of their corn, pecans, peas, beans, cantaloupes, and watermelons. My dad gave of himself as he officiated weddings, visited those in the hospital, and spoke at funerals. This town of 6 traffic lights wanted a pastor, and we wanted an extended family. Being new to a place and not having ties afforded us a pair of fresh eyes, and we could see differently with this set of eyes and no family around to keep our calendar full of dinners and celebrations. We could plead the 5th as newcomers within a certain time period, which is determined by the culture in which one lives. And we were considered new for a number of years. I mean, who knew as a 4th grader wearing her first cheerleading outfit to Football Friday that a pair of bloomers was required? And who knew that a certain boy was your friend's cousin when you kind of mentioned to her that you thought he was cute? Okay, I pleaded the 5th a lot. "They'll see our out-of-county tags on the car and figure it out." My mother used this excuse more times than I could count. She lived with the mentality that we could always be the new ones around, and that could always be our excuse for doing things a bit differently from all the rest. My mother was my first teacher in living scent. I thought I was just living my childhood. Once, in grade school, the girls in their ballet outfits asked me where I was going. I didn't dare tell them the nursing home. I played it cool with my bag of Funyuns and Crystal Pepsi in my hands at the Stop and Shop. I don't know, something fun, not sure though. See ya.